continues to reinvent itself and be emboldened by youth. And boy, I guess if I thought about it enough, when I first came to this station, my children are probably old enough to be on the air, or could be if I'd started sooner. But in the studio here with me today is my youngest daughter, Kristen. Kristen, can you say hello?
Hi.
And she is enjoying her first trip to a radio station here today, and I thought maybe we'd get her opinion. She's 9 years old, and what grade are you in, Kristen?
I'm in third grade.
Third grade. And what are some of your favorite music groups from today?
I like Savage Garden, the Goo Goo Dolls, and REO Speedwagon.
Well, that's a very good choice, because REO Speedwagon's up next on KCPR, 22 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Oh, time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the book that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your
KCPR, San Luis Obispo. That's The Cars, Just What I Needed. Just what a lot of KCPR alumni needed this weekend was a chance to come back on the radio and remember our days 20 years ago when The Cars were on the top of the music charts. And KCPR was actually the number one rated station in town for a while, thanks to a lot of great people who are here. And we thought there might be some interesting ways to learn more about KCPR in those days. So we have a crack ace news reporter here. Miss Kristen, what would you like to know about life at KCPR in the late 70s?
Well, in the late 70s, what was one funny experience that you had?
One funny experience, huh? Boy, that would be a tough question. I think some of the more funny experiences I think about were the things we did that were sort of off the wall. I remember one guy, Keith Ween, who went by the name of Stuart Gold, decided to do his entire show as if he were trapped at Los Angeles International Airport. And he was here live in the studio, but continued to play aircraft noises as every time he'd open the microphone and talk. And what was funny about that was that here was Keith standing here answering the telephone of all these people calling and complaining that we were wasting state money by actually having him do a remote broadcast when anybody could have stepped in there. But Keith was a one of a kind. He had an incredible imagination in his... he did even an audio resume one time that I think was one of the best pieces of production I have ever heard in my life. The other thing I remember is coming back about 5 years after we all left, and Keith had done some production that in our days you couldn't put on the radio for fear of the FCC, and they pulled it out of the stacks and didn't know that and played some of it. It was Keith Ween in How to Help, if I remember right, New Mothers Get Their Start or something. I don't know. Let's get back to the music, if I can make the buttons work here. This is Eric Clapton and some music from that era, although a slightly different mix. This is Layla on KCPR.
mission bells were wrought by ancient men. The roots were formed by twisted roots, and roots were twisted then. I must be bombed before a light could die. Phoenix bird will leave this world to fly. If the phoenix bird can fly, so can I. And tell me,
minutes before 12 noon on this beautiful May 1st. That's right, we're going to do a whole new month. And it's alumni weekend at KCPR. I'm Russ Scherer, Russ James in those days, and enjoying playing some music for you. Of course, whenever we come to an alumni weekend, there is probably one alumni who is more famous than any of the rest of us. And Frank Thomas is showing old pictures of the days when we wore long sideburns the first time. But one of the more famous alumni from KCPR is a man who's gone on to do some great parody hits, and that's Weird Al. And my son Steven is here, and he's a big Weird Al fan. Steve, what songs do you like from Weird Al?
I like the Amish rap and the Don't Go Making Phony Calls.
And what do you like about those songs?
Weird Al uses a bunch of songs and he reverses them and changes them. And what we're going to put on now is My Bologna.
That's right. This was actually the very first one that he got a recording contract for, and was recorded across the hall here at KCPR in the men's room to get the echo just quite right. And if you remember those days, there was a group called the Knack, and they were believed to be the second coming of the Beatles. They wrote a song called My Sharona, was a big hit, I don't know, 78, something like that. And Weird Al, as only he could, took that and created this parody, My Bologna, on KCPR. CPR. Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's about all we'll do for the disco era, which was big when we were in school in the late 70s. If you don't remember, John Travolta in those days was just a puke actor playing in this thing called Saturday Night Fever, which was big time. That's right. Welcome Back, Kotter, even. Boy, that goes before my time, Frank. But the Bee Gees were a group that we played on KCPR, but to spare all of you, we won't do that. Man, it's been fun standing here and meeting the alumni and talking about old times and remembering some good old times. But we also have my daughter, who is in third grade and will be headed off to college in, I don't know, probably 9 years, something like that, 10 years. Any specific questions you've got about what life was like in college or what it may be like in college?
Well, I think it would be kind of fun.
You do? What do you think would be fun about going to college?
Well, I've heard you talk about the extracurriculum.
The extracurricular activities, yeah, like KCPR or the Cal Poly, the Mustang Daily, or maybe playing volleyball, which my wife, an alumni from the class of 79 in the business school, was involved with. What else? Anything else?
Well, I think I'd probably dislike homework.
Yeah, there's a lot of homework. That is a problem. One of the things that that parents don't often talk about is what happens on weekends up here at Cal Poly. And I've been gone for 20 years, but my sense is that there probably isn't a whole lot of difference. When class is over, everyone heads for Margaritaville.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil. Drumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp there again in the bar. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Heel had to cruise on back home.
but there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a wall for the blame, but I know it's my own damn fault. Yes, and some people claim that there's a wall for the blame, and I know it's my own damn fault.
KCPR, it's about 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. I'm Russ James on an alumni weekend. If any alumni are listening, the barbecue starts at Cuesta Park at 1 o'clock. Learn about more good stuff there. Here's Boz Gags.
I have never loved a lady, never touched a silken knee. Making baby, you drove me crazy. You were so easy to me. Lay me down. Whisper to me through the trees. You're the one I always dream of. You're the only one I see. Oh, slow dancer, sweet romancer, shine your light on me. Slow dancer, oh, the answer. Only you can set me free. Never see send you straight to me. You never even got my name right. You were so easy to me.
KCPR San Luis Obispo. That's Boz Gags and Slow Dancer. It's about 5 minutes before 12 o'clock, and we're having a little balance problems here in the studio. But, you know, that's what always made KCPR KCPR, was just that little bit of an unexpected, you never really know what was going to happen. The years between 1976 and 1980 hold a special place in my life, and I will remember them well. It is about time for me to leave, and turn you over to the next block of alumni at 12 noon. But before we do that, we wanted to not only myself, but also my family say goodbye. Kristen, you want to say goodbye to people?
Bye, listeners.
Have you enjoyed your time on the radio?
Yes, I have, but I'm very sorry to leave.
Okay.
They need to add some rock.
All of you be listening in 9 years, and you will probably hear a young disc jockey named Kristen. And you can say you heard her first right here. Steven, how you doing in there? Have you had a good time?
Yeah. Need to add some rock.
Now, like, who do you think we should have been playing if we needed more rock and roll?
Oh, we need the Goo Goo Dolls and Sugar Ray and...
That's the difference. All those. That's the difference between 9, 12, and 40. When you're 12, you understand what the hot groups were, and obviously the music that will define your childhood. Here's a group that defined my time at Cal Poly. It was big all the way through, and this was probably the biggest of the big. So we'll leave you with the Eagles in Hotel California.
Here of our own device, and in the matter- master's chambers, they gathered for big feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast.
KCPR. That was the Eagles on this alumni weekend. I've got a bunch of alumni in the tank, as it were, with me right now. Danny Ciudara. Talk to him, big guy. Slayer is his request. We'll play that a little bit later. Who else do I have with me? Mr. DJ Taylor.
Chameleon.
From the years 92 to 95, roughly. We're moving up in time a little bit here on KCPR. It's noon, straight up, so you better get that food swallowed. Get ready for a long day of music. This is Bolt Thrower on KCPR 91.3. We'll be right back. Porcupine there from Mary's Danish. Bolt Thrower before that off the Grind Crusher compilation with World Eater. This one goes out to Kit. It's a shout out to Kit from his bud DJ. This is Snuff with, oh, I believe it's Somehow on KCP. We'll be right back. Bazooka here on KCPR with Frankenstein, a cover of Edgar Winter's lovely classic rock tune. Before that, we heard a tune from Snuff called Somehow, and I've got a couple of guests in the lounge, the box, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be eight different names today because we're back in San Luis Obispo, and this is just crazy, man. I'm trying to get used to this, and wow. Here we are. DJ Taylor.
He has no idea if you're talking or not because he's headphoneless.
And the great Sherman Tank.
We have no headphones.
You don't have any headphones?
No.
Oh, sorry, guys. We'll just, you know, talk whenever you feel
like. We're reading lips here, baby.
Are you going to be my new daddy?
Well, I can try. I could go through the paperwork if you like, but.
Can we go to dead air for about a minute?
We sure can. We can try that.
Can you get that cricket chirping?
It's a all alumni weekend here on KCPR, and I know it's going to drive you folks crazy because we're just going to gab and gab about nothing in general. But that's what we love to do while we're here. So, you know, you get
that's
the
what
idea.
The previous three shows did before us anyway.
How'd you like the Eagles, guys?
They were sweet.
They were huge back in the 70s. I hear.
Hi-yo!
What? Did he say something to us? Is he talking to us?
I hear this.
I am talking to you.
What'd you say?
Yeah,
right back at you, baby.
He says that you remind him of no like Timmy. Because you're soft and supple. Breastuses.
You can't say that.
Well, we kiss your breasts?
No one's listening.
Well, it's a man breast, though.
Oh, Lord. Well, the SEC doesn't shut us down after this weekend.
Small, nipply man breasts.
Which are all good.
Let's all talk all over each other.
All right. Okay. That's enough of the peanut gallery.
You're sweet.
For this particular moment, we got a...
I love you.
Sweet Torsten.
Well, DJ.
Can
we'll see about
spoon
that
later?
I got a little dedication to all the proletariat here for May Day. This is the dead Kennedys, excuse me, with Take This Job and Shove It here on 91.3 KCPR. If you have any requests, the request line number is 756-5277. I almost forgot the number. We are in the 805 area code, aren't we? Here we go.
Are we
dead
on the
Kennedys.
Web, dude?
We're on the web. I don't know what our address is.
You know,
I think it has something to do with the KCPR part. Oh. www.kcpr.something.
Okay.
Org, maybe? Perhaps. You might even be able to listen to it live with, what do they call that, real audio?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Because I know you're wired, Germ.
And hard-wired. More ways than one.
Oh, baby. Dead Kennedys. If the turntable starts for me.
Job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Trouble can make it cold. It's a job working for. If I got a stand away, just walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I work here no more. It happened with your factory from now on 50 years. Oh, it's time I see the world with God's little tears. I see the number of people dying. I have to live the pain. I get the shirt right off my back and my hat is good.
Back to like the others, but nothing. black sack machine. Stop.